Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three-time World Series champion and manager of your San Francisco Giants, the great Bruce Bochy, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Skip. How is life in Arizona treating you?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Life's good. Life's good. Had a night game down in Peoria. We lost last night, so we've got to bounce back. A short night, but we play Arizona today. But we're finally, I think, starting to get some nice weather here. It's been a rough go with that. It was freezing last night.
How is it going through your final run in Scottsdale? You know, this is the last spring training. You have any specific restaurants or any haunts or anything you're trying to make sure you check off the list before you guys come back to town?
Not really. I mean, if anything, I check out the new ones. You know, we got one here called Oceans 44. It's right by where I live. I go there, but you know what? It's the ballparks. I realize it's my last time managing in some of these ballparks, and of course Peoria. I have a lot of history there. I mean, I started there back in 1995, and that's the last time I'll manage there. And so, yeah, no question. There's some memories that go through my head, and. Just reflecting back, this where our complex now, it's not going to be the same next year. I mean, they're remodeling all this, so it's going to be completely different. I have a couple of spots. The last night, the 21st, I'll go there just for old time's sake.
Is it hard for you to try to balance the last year thing? Because everybody who sees you is going to want to say goodbye or thank you for all the time they've spent with you. But you also want to focus on the game and baseball, which is your passion. Are you finding that to be maybe a challenge for this year?
No, I really, to be honest. I mean, there has been a few more demands. But, and I told the players this. I said, I'm just doing this, get it out so, we don't have to, answer the questions later on or during the season so we don't have distractions. So this was a big reason why I wanted to go ahead and get it out there so I could focus some this year. And my focus is on finishing strong and getting the winning culture back to San Francisco. And so I'm all in on that. And, I'm having to say no on some things, trust me. But, as far as, the stuff off the field, or even a lot of friends that have come here to spring training because it's my last spring training, and as a manager, I've had to tell them I'm working. I have to do so. It's not easy, but they get it, they understand, and it just caused more problems because they go, okay, we'll meet you on the road during the season. I go, well, that's the same thing. So anyway, it's all good, and I'm going to savor every bit of it.
Skip, I was in Tennessee, and Jeff Fisher told us once, he said, a setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback. When it's your finest hour and it's the end of the career, what is some of the things that you want to be remembered as a skipper, and how do you take this year, even though the cupboards may not be as full as you would like, how do you get guys to play at a level that is just it's unprecedented?
Yeah, well, if anything, I'd like to be remembered as, a guy that really cares about his players. I don't know if it's, if it's called a player's manager, but it's about them. And my job was, I think as a manager was managing our people, but protecting them and hopefully, putting them in the right position, where they could succeed. And just the relationships, that's what I really want to remember. I mean, the World Series, those are unbelievable memories, but, really, at the end of the day, it's the relationships that you build that, you know, you want to maintain those. And I will stay in the game in some capacity. I don't know what yet. So it's not like I'm, you know, it's not like a memorial or
sure.
or anything like that. Now, as far as the other part, I love the vibe in this camp. Now, yeah, we are healthy, and if our guys have their normal years and we get a surprise or two, I think we really can come out of woodwork and surprise some people because, you know, we know about the naysayers, but, you know, what's important is what we believe, not what, you know, the expectations of others are. And so we talked about that, and, we'll see how it goes. It's a tough division. I mean, the team south of us is good. Of course, Colorado and San Diego's gotten better, and we're playing Arizona today, and, you know, they had a pretty good year until the end last year. So I really like, you know, where the guys, you know, where their head's at right now, because we talked about how we've got to change our mindset, and that's one of the toughest things to do in sports is when you've had a couple of losing seasons is to get that expectation of winning, you know, to get that swagger, if you want to say, get that back and just believe that, you know, you are good and you can win.
Bruce Bochy with us here on 95.7 The Game. Tell us about Joey Bart. What do you see? What do you like? Where are the areas in which he can improve?
Yeah, I don't really. There's nothing not to like about this guy. He's a man. I mean, he's big, a big guy that is smart, really a cerebral behind the plate. Got beat up pretty good last night with a lot of dirt balls from Beattie, but you know, he's got the whole game. I mean, he's got power at the plate. I think he's got good discipline. The receiving surprised me, you know, how good he can receive back there. And the throwing, I mean, he's a plus thrower. But as far as where he can improve, really all aspects, you know, of the game. But in particular, you know, the game calling, just, you know, handling a pitching staff, you know, that's going to come with experience. And, you know, we, as all hitters, you know, it's all about reps. You know, it's just getting those ABs and just getting better with the strike zone and, you know, the discipline part of the play, because when he squares up on it, it's hit hard.
With Buster coming back from the big hip surgery, does that change the timeline for Joey Bart? And what's your plan when Buster Posey needs some time to move over to first base this year?
Well, I mean, we have some good options and some very, really tough decisions ahead of us. You know, with Buster, I think we can answer the question about how much I can catch him here in the next couple of weeks as we ramp up his time behind the plate. As far as who's going to pick him up, I mean, Rivera just had a terrific spring. Renee, veteran, experienced backup, that handles the staff. They love throwing to him, and he's a threat at the plate. Has been swinging the bat well. Now you look at Garcia. I mean, I played him at first yesterday, but he's had a terrific spring. It's been fun to look at his progress. And especially in 1 year, last year I'm talking about, we called him up, and he really opened up some eyes. And, of course, we've got Stephen Vogt that's playing himself into shape. He caught for the second time yesterday. So we have some good options there. I don't know how we're going to go yet, or we could go with three catchers. But, you know, these are things Farhan and I are talking about.
Skip, how do you know if a young player has it? When do you know if they're ready? You know, they can go out there and be on top of it, but you know the rigors of the game and, you know, being in the majors and how long you have to play. When do you know if a player is ready and you think they can handle those moments with the consistency?
Well, I think for a position player, it's not the results that matter. It's the AB itself. You know, the quality of the bat, you're looking at, you know, is he able to slow the game down? You know, how is he, you know, seeing the ball well? Defense, you know, same thing. What's his clock like? And what I mean is, you know, his defensive clock as far as, you know, where to be, when to throw the ball, things like that. That experience will let you know. And you're not always right, but, you know, those are the things that I go on. And as a pitcher, you know, obviously it's commanding and controlling the strike zone. That's, you know, getting ahead of the guy, not walking hitters. But having that poise out there, that, as I've said so many times, that sense of belonging, and that's what you look for from the players. And, you know, for example, and I mean, forget what happened last night with Beedy. Now, Beedy is a guy that has above average stuff on really three pitches, the fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. And he had a rough year last year, but this spring he looks like a different guy. Now, is he ready? Well, you have to look at the track record, and to be honest, there's a good chance he could go back and just take a look at him in the early part of the season. But this guy just looks like he's about ready to have a nice year, and he's ready to step up and pitch in the big leagues.
Bruce Bochy with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jeff Samardzija said after the news came out that this would be your final season with the team, that once you're gone, that's it. That's the end of the old school type managers, the guys who manage with their gut, because it's moving more towards an analytically based approach. What kind of manager do you think is going to have the most success moving forward in Major League Baseball? Basically, what I'm getting at is, for the Giants, where should they be looking?
Well, you know, and I'll start with this, and I appreciate, Shark, it's nice of him to try to compliment me, or he did compliment me. But as far as managing with your gut, it's not quite managing with your gut. I mean, I know when I started out, you prepare for a game, and you're looking at numbers, you're looking at charts. We used to do them by ourselves, though. I had a diamond there, and I had color pencils, and I marked where they hit the ball. And so that was our form of analytics. Now we've gone really deep with it, and it's become very useful. And so sometimes I think people look at me as I just manage with my gut. Well, it's really years of experience, I guess. Your brain now becomes your computer, but it's not so much with your gut, because you're going in that game prepared. You know the matchups. You have the numbers in your head, and our baseball analysts do a great job, and they're very helpful, and our coaches use them. So, we do use it here. I know a lot of people think we're all old school, but. Now, maybe not quite in the forefront as some clubs. So every club is probably a little bit different in how they go about it. But as far as answer to the second part of your question, it's going to be a manager that really can collaborate because you can't just have it your way. I mean, none of us are as smart as all of us, and you got to use everybody, and that's what makes everybody better.
Next year, Major League Baseball plans to implement a three-batter minimum for pitchers. There's talk of a pitch clock coming in. What do you think of these radical changes for baseball? And do you think that baseball actually needs to be, quote, fixed in any way?
I don't like the changes, the two that you just mentioned. Javi Lopez just walked by me. Well, Javi Lopez wouldn't have been here probably if that was the case. He was a specialist, a left-handed specialist, and helped us win a couple World Series. In the clock, I think it's up to umpires to speed, to speed the pitcher up if he's too slow. Although I think it would be good in the minor leagues just to, get these guys to start working a little bit quicker, the slower guys. But you can't have it in the major leagues. I don't want to mess too much with this beautiful game, but at the same time, you do have to realize we're in the entertainment business, and we need to have action. So there's a little concern. There's a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts, not as much action, and we got to entertain our younger generation to get them involved.
Boach, before we let you go, do you think there might be a moment late in the season where you're thinking to yourself, heck, this could be the last time I could have a run-in with an umpire and get myself thrown out? Maybe I should go out there and cause some trouble.
I got a couple picked out. I've already got those. Yeah, so I'm ready. Yeah. No, I got to get thrown out one more time by them. But, hey, it's a different game now with, a replay, but still the balls and strikes, you still have fun with that, and that's still part of the game. But, That's funny you mentioned that. I was talking about that just the other day. I said, you know, I got a couple of guys that just got to, you know, get thrown out one more time.
Well, keep an eye for when Angel Hernandez is on the schedule, Skip.
Okay.
Those are my words, not yours.
Three-time World Series champion, manager of your San Francisco Giants, the great Bruce Bochy with us here on 95.7 The Game. Skip, we know you're very busy. We greatly appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of spring training, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.